music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And I want to welcome into the studio now Alan Bracken. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, John, and good morning, everybody.
Thanks for dropping into us.
You're welcome, and I hope everyone is enjoying the good weather as well at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to give us an update on what's happening out there with regards to Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, first of all, recently, Fianna Fáil has confirmed support for President Michael D. Higgins. Micheál Martin says he will confirm the party will not be fielding a candidate to challenge President Michael D. Higgins, and will be supporting his candidacy should the president decide to seek a second term. He have done really good job as president at the moment. His national leadership, celebrating the Easter Rising, was absolutely correct tone, and I think he would be a good president again. You know,
yeah, he's so very popular man.
He is a very popular man, and he has brought a nice role to the president as well. So. That's good. Most recently as well, the Minister have published new maps for the local boundaries, which will take place for May 2019. Traditionally, the Beaumont Donaghmede ward is now being broken into two sections. One is going back to the additional of the Artane Whitehall ward, which is going staged from Darndale all the way down to the Artane roundabout, down by Scaly Lanes, up by Beaumont, all the way up to DCU, up by Shantala, and covering all of Santry and all of Coolock, Beaumont and Artane. That new ward now will be called the Artane Whitehall ward, and that is split between two Dáil areas. Half of it is in Dublin North West, and half of it is in Dublin Bay North. On the left hand side of Malahide Road, it was going to be the Donaghmede ward, which had been there traditionally before, was called Beaumont Donaghmede. So that's going to be taken all called Griffin, Balgriffin, which is a huge...
Sorry, what is it going to be called? It's not going to be called Beaumont
Donaghmede. No, it was called Beaumont Donaghmede, but half of it now going to the left-hand side is now going to be called the Donaghmede ward.
Right.
So
it'd be just Donaghmede.
Just Donaghmede. Yeah. And then the third run, which is really looks completely unchanged, bar one or two roads, is the Clontarf ward, which takes in Artane, Beaumont, Donnycarney, Marino, parts of Raheny, Cluster, and Clontarf itself, and that's going to be called the Clontarf ward. That seems very much unchanged from the boundary report itself.
This is all coming into effect in May, is that what
you're saying? It'll be May of next year. So this will be the new wards that candidates will be putting themselves forward for the next local election itself.
Yeah, and when is that?
That's going to be on the same date of the European elections as well, which will be taking place next year, and that'll be on the fourth Friday, which is the 24th of May.
Okay. And all these changes to the boundaries, are they available?
They are available on www.boundarycommission.ie, and that has all the maps, plus it has all the submissions from local groups, councillors, TDs and senators, which would have maybe a small influence or suggested ideas before the maps were created.
Yeah, so that's what again, www.boundarycommission.ie. Okay.
And that will have the wards for the North Inner City, Carber, Finglas, parts of Dublin South Centre, Drimla, Rathmines, Ballsbridge, Pembroke, and a whole lot. So that will give all, plus around the country, down the country as well. If anyone's wondering from, say, Cork or Galway, there's another report down there as well. But affecting the main and Dublin Bay North, they're the main ones itself.
Mm. And has this been planned for long, Alan?
This been planned going back probably about a year. They had up to January of this year, as you recall. I came back in January, and there were final days for the public to make submissions. Was I think it was around the 10th or the 11th of January.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and then they've been working under the department under Housing for Local Government Minister Owen Murphy. So that was published there about 2 weeks ago. Following what happened the weekend, Fianna Fáil march in the Dublin Pride, Tina South, we had local councillor Sean Paul Matten, local councillor march, Senator Catherine Arda, spokesperson for Justice Fiona O'Loughlin in Kildare North, spokesperson for Justice Jim O'Callaghan, for Community and Affairs, Jack Chambers, Emma Murphy, Councillor Imrat Farman, and much more councillors around the country. They all joined the Fianna Fáil and they march in Pride on Saturday. And there's some upcoming ones, which is on Limerick on the 7th of July, Mayo on the 21st, Belfast on the 4th, Cork on the 5th, Galway on the 18th of August. And if anyone wants to join, so you can contact Christabel Feeney, which is christabel@fianafáil.ie, if they want to join Fianna Fáil in any of their marches. On this Thursday, the annual Noel Lamass commemoration, which is being oriented by TD for Kildare North, James Lawless, and it's being organised by Vice President of the party, Arthur Griffin, this Thursday, which is going to be assembly at Kilcullen Village at 7 p.m. and it'll be the cremation for the Noel Lamass, which being Sean Lamass, brother herself.
Right, anything else?
Today in Leinster House, local centre in the neighbouring history, and Dáil candidate in the next general election, Centre Lorraine Clifford Lee is doing a seminar, is with cross party groups, is doing a seminar on tackling the gender pay gap. What can Ireland learn from the UK? That's going to be in the AV room in Leinster House in Kildare Street, actually today at 4 p.m. and the briefing will be followed by a reception in the Rochtis Bar. If anyone would like to attend, you can contact Lorraine Clifford at lorraine.cliffordlee@rochtis.ie.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Cool, no worries. And if anybody wants have any queries in the Bowman Donegal ward, you can contact Tom Bravson. If any national issues, you can contact Sean Hottie, and Sean Paul Matten and Deirdre Heaney in the Clontarf ward. But if you have any queries or if you need anything signed free of charge, I'm currently a peace commissioner and the commissioner for oaths. You can drop me a line, I can forward on to the relevant person, councillor or TD Sean Hottie is abracken.fianafáil.ie@gmail.com, or you can drop me a text or give me a call on my mobile number 085 212 0019, and all contact details for all our Fianna Fáil public representatives are available on www.fianafáil.ie, and if you want to join up a member, you're all also welcome to do so as well.
Okay, Alan, sorry for rushing you. As you heard, I have a very busy show.
I know.
Once again, thanks very much for coming in to me, and we will talk again fairly short.
Cool,
short.
That's perfect. Cheers, thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Yes, Alan Brackett there, giving us an update in local and national Fianna Fáil news.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.